Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 11th of March. Not doing pods on a Thursday, unless, of course, you have Mindset Monday on a Wednesday. I think some good feedback to yesterday from what I've heard. It was pod number 772. Today is 773. Obviously, I think with me having the breaks now, not doing them, there will be maybe a lag as people get out of the routine of listening daily. A few have asked if I'd go back to it. No, is the answer, I'll be honest. As I said, it is just freeing up time, and I think I can do 4 decent pods a week as opposed to some of the nonsense that came out. And you can always go back and listen to the old ones, you see, and get yourself other pearls of wisdom that you pick up on. But again, yeah, I mean, a lot of what I do going forward, I try and cater to you guys. So the more feedback you give me, the better. But interesting. I have obviously mentioned the... I've had a couple of comments. I've had one email. And I never know whether these are people trolling, people who genuinely don't understand, or people trying to catch you out. I'm always quite wary because more often than not, they're anonymous. And this one's, again, got no name to it, and it's an anonymous email address. You know, sort of, I couldn't fathom who it was from the email address. But basically, I've talked about second-half goal times and second-half goals being down. Obviously, the FTS correct score half-time lays have had a barren period, which I haven't hidden from. I post the results, post the games up. And we try and look for reasons why that might be. And I sort of was talking about this yesterday, saying that, you know, this period that we're in, it will need looking at, and it may well be something we look at in isolation. It may well not, and it, rather than jumping in and diving into conclusions, I'm going to wait till the end of the season. And to be fair, Betty Blogger posted a good link yesterday to something on Sky Sports about football in the COVID period and no crowds, and of course I think it has an effect, but I think it's a collection of everything, will be my conclusion when I get to it, but I'll do it in the summer. But somebody sort of said that what I've said about second half goal times being down, the implication from the email is that it's smoke and mirrors, and I'm assuming they mean to cover up that certain things aren't winning. Well, that's absolute madness, isn't it? I mean, I don't know genuinely if it's trolling or if it's trying to catch people out. And I'd said a while back, I'm going to put this first and second half goal breakdown sheet on the website, and I've added that today. But if you just take it in its basic, simplest form, forgetting goal times, let's assume I had a betting system that bet over 2.5 goals. So I bet over 2.5 goals week in, week out. And that was my betting system. Now, obviously, for that to win, I would need a percentage of games, particularly whatever odds bracket I'm betting at, to have over 2.5 goals. Well, no, that would be absolute basic facts. So if no games did have 2.5 goals, I can't possibly win. So if on a weekend there was 100 games and there was 100 games of under 2.5 goals, I can't win. That's plain and simple, absolute facts. It can't be disputed. Now, we know that over 2.5 goals roughly happen. We know over 2.5 goals happens 50-51% of the time, roughly. I think in my database I've got 30,000 games. It's something like 48.5% of them have had under 2.5 goals. So 51.5 would have been over 2.5 goals. Obviously, you've got to better those odds to better that and beat those ranges. But if I've got an over 2.5 goals system, and let's say there's 100 games on a Saturday, and none of those games have over 2.5 goals, I can't win. Obviously, that would be a very hypothetical, extreme example, but I can't win. So I can look at that and go, well, that's not normal. It's not my system. It's the fact that that's not normal. If that carried on for 3-4 weeks, I still can't win, but it's not normal. I know it's going to go back the other way at some stage. It has to. It can't be that you can just have under 2.5 goals forevermore. So that's the sort of point that I've been trying to make, is that rather than at the minute, particularly with this sort of strangeness that we've got in football at the moment, with no crowds, volume of games, etc., rather than making wild, outlandish statements, rather than abandoning things because we're just saying football's broken and nothing's working, it's all a load of shit, rather than doubting ourselves and saying we haven't built a good system, we actually try and put some logic to what we do and do it. So to say that I'm trying to hide something, I'm actually trying to be more transparent and say to you, hang on a minute, let's have a look at it in a bit more detail. So I've now put a table up on the website. I'll put the link on Twitter and in the Telegram group. But if you go to the FTS blog, it's there. I have called it. I've literally just done it, and I can't remember what I've called it myself. This is what an absolute shout. I've called it Weekly First Half Goal and Second Half Goal Breakdowns. If you want to download the sheet while you're listening to this, I can talk you through it a little bit. So basically, I've put a little info table on the left-hand side. It's based on the FDD leagues only. The whole database goes back to 2017 and has got 29,000 games in it. And then I have broken down, so you've got the full database and what the percentage is. So since 2017, 69.65% of games up until the 5th of March have had a first half goal, 69% of those 29,000, and 78.98% of those games have had a second half goal. So that's where we tend to lie. So we know it's roughly 70% of a first half goal, and roughly 79% have a second half goal. Now, obviously, for you to get an average, and that's the average of 69.65 over all that database, there'll be periods where it's got to be over 70, and there'll be periods where it's got to be under 69, you know, down 63, 64. For it to give you an average of 69% of the time, there's a first half goal. And similarly, in the second half, 78.98. To get to that figure, there's got to be weeks, months where it's over 80, and there's got to be weeks, months where it's under 80, under 78, and it brings you that average. Hopefully that's clear. So what I've then gone down, I've gone back to, in effect, what I would deem the start of this season, so the end of August, and I've done it in weeks. I started on the 28th of August, and I've done the weekly numbers of every game played on FDD that week, and whether the game had a first half goal, and whether the game had a second half goal. And I've created you a weekly table of percentages, and then I've graphed it. So the mean average was, let's do first half goals, is 69.65 games out of 29,000 had a first half goal. When we started this season, in effect, 28th of August, first half goals, it was 71% in week one. It was 76% in week two. It was 70% in week three, 65% in week four. It then got to October, and Lee Staniland, if you're listening, Lee Staniland, I think, had a bad run here. He bets first half goals in the system. 9th of October, week 65%. 16th October, week 63%. 23rd of October, week 67%. So you've gone from the sort of start to the end of October, where the mean average is 69, where you're running considerably below that. You know, 63, 64, 65%, average at 65%. So Lee could look at that and go, shit, my system's broken. Or actually, there's a real slow period here for first half goals, but the following 2 weeks, 74%, 74%. So when you see it like that, you can start to say, actually, I see how this works now. I get to understand that it might not be me. It's just in a period. Now, I've talked a lot about the volume of football. So in that first part of the season, in the first 12, 13 weeks, exactly as I said, mean we know is 69.65. We've got weeks where it's 74, 73, and the lowest week is 63. But we've got weeks of 65. There's a week of 76%. So there, some weeks over, some weeks under. Since the 15th of January, there's been 1 week of 70% first half goals. Everything else is under 70%. We've got 68, 70, 69, 66, 69, 63, 67, 69. We've got none of those 73, 74 weeks. So as the season's gone on, for the first, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. For the last 8 weeks up to the 5th of March, the average has been 68.22%. Where for the first 8 weeks of the season, it was 69-odd%. For the middle weeks, it was 70%. So now we've seen it drop off over this last... And I put that down, personally. Can't prove it at the minute, but I put it down to the fact the volume of football, the tiredness, is catching up with the players. So first half goals currently, last week, over the last 8 weeks, running at about 68, you know, about 1.5% down on the mean. We go to second half goals, and the average is 78.98%. So, again, go back to 28th of August, that week, first week of the football, main football, 78.52%. The second week, 85.37%. Remember, the Premier League started, goals flying in, people saying football's gone mad. Penalties everywhere. It was all VAR's fault and this, that and the other. I don't know what anything else they've blamed it on. So 78, 85, 78, 81, 73, 77, 79, 78, 83. So that's sort of the first 8-9 weeks there. Again, averaging pretty much bang on 79.74% for the first 8 weeks of the season, 8-9 weeks of the season. For second half goals going in. So pretty much as normal, you've got some 83s in there, 73s. Go back to what I said, to get a mean of 79, you've got to have weeks above it or months above it and weeks below it to get to that figure. There's got to be some 84, 85 weeks to have that there. Go to this year. This year, there hasn't been a week. There hasn't, the last week of over 80% second half goals was 13th of November. That was the last week when it was 80.77. It was 80. There's a week of 83% in October. There was a week of 80.77%. Only 50 odd games because it was the international break. 80% of those games. Since then, there hasn't been a week where second half goals have topped 80%. And over the last, since, again, roughly 15th of January, 78, 73, 75, 79, 71, 79, 78, 75. So we got weeks as low as 71, which I've covered on this before, 75 last week. We've only had 1 week out of the last 7-8 really beating the mean. It's been a steady decline. So again, first 8-9 weeks of the season, it was averaging 79.74. This last 8 weeks, it's averaging 76%. So my view is, as I've always said, Lee Stanahan, it's impossible for that to continue. I've got to make a call now. Do I think the norm in football is going to be 76% second half goals based on the data I'm looking at? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. What I will do is I don't think this is going to improve personally to the end of this season. I think the players are absolutely knackered. Had to finish a season May to September, or May to August, whenever it was. Didn't have a pre-season. Had to start a new season. Had a condensed, mashed-in schedule, including European football for the top clubs. All the cups. I think they're absolutely knackered. They're turning out, you know, 46 games in the Championship. They're turning out, in effect, three times a week. Saturday, you know, I know there's not two Saturdays in a week, but Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, they're playing every single week. I think they're knackered. And I think that is affecting performance. More for me than home crowds. That's just a personal view. It's nothing. I've got no proof. I'm not sitting here. I've got to keep saying home crowds aren't affecting it, because I absolutely think they are. Certainly, you know, some clubs more than others as well. I'll never ever be able to quantify how much fully, because you could say to me, are Liverpool not winning because they're on a home crowd, or are Liverpool not winning because they're playing three times a week, they're absolutely knackered and their players are getting injuries? And you can't categorically say, well, it's home crowds. You can have that opinion, and I can't categorically say it's a volume of figures, fixtures. But what I try and do is put some numbers into what I do so that, and I go back to May, you know, I've said to people, act cautiously. I've said it since May. I've not changed that. Everything I do is based on numbers. So I look at these numbers. I will absolutely put my name and guarantee the mean of second half goals will get back to and be set at 78. High 78, 79 to 80%. That is where it will be forevermore going forward. But to get to that average, we've got to have dips and troughs, good weeks of 80. We will at some stage have weeks of 80, 84, 85, 86, 87%. So if you're betting second half goals and 73, 71% of games having the second half goal, or if you're betting second half goals and 80, 84% are having second half goals, which what genuine logic tells you the weeks that there's more second half goals, I'm probably going to do quite well. Those weeks might be a bit dry. Of course, you may fall on the games that come in the 71%. Absolutely. But for a long-term trend for me, I know that if I am falling in those high numbers and getting in and around that mean with the odds I'm betting at and the strike rate, I've got a good chance. If games aren't having second half goals, it doesn't matter what I do, I can't do anything about it. So as I go back to my extreme, if you've got 100 games under 2.5 in one weekend, you can't win if you're betting overs. It's impossible. But that can't possibly continue. There will be a week where you have a load of over 2.5s and you'll clean up. So I just try and produce it logically. I don't know whether I make any sense to people. As I said, I don't know whether people are trolling me or whatever. I operate in a certain way. Perhaps my brain works in a certain way. I put this stuff to try and help people. That's it. You can do with it, bin it. I don't need opinions on it. I don't need, if you don't agree with me, that's absolutely fine. It's your prerogative. It's up on the website now. You can go and get the sheet. I've graphed it. I've done it. I'll keep it going forward. My plan is to take it back further. Perhaps to do a, you know, a buy season cheap, but that takes a bit of time. So I will do, I will sort of chip away at this and improve it as I upload different versions every few weeks. But you've now got the 1x2 percentage chart on there, so you can see what's happened in seasons past compared to what's happening now. You've got the goal and goal time spreadsheet, so you can actually see the breakdown of when these goals in and what leagues do well, you know, whatever. And now you've got this weekly first half goal and second half goal breakdown, just giving you, was there a second half goal, was there, and how it goes weekly. So if you are struggling first half goals, you can look and go, actually, I did struggle then, but the whole actual, you know, period wasn't producing a lot. The graphs are on there, which again, just help visualization. You can see the second half goal graph since August, not whilst it's not massive because of the axis I've used, but it's a downward decline. And as I say, my personal view is it's not going to get better by the end of this season. These players aren't going to suddenly get a load of energy. I think that the, as I've said before, once they've got nothing to play for, it's all going to become a bit, you know, meh, the football. You know, once you've got your place secured in the table, I don't know, not being funny, let's take a team like Aston Villa. They're not going to go down. Yes, they are currently chasing a European spot, but let's say seventh becomes mathematically impossible. Are Aston Villa going to run absolute guts off to play? And I'm not saying that they won't, I'm just using them as a team. Could be Wolves, Southampton, anyway. The point I'm making, if you're sat mid-table, you can't go either way. Are you going to put a massive load of effort in the Championship? If you're safe, can't get in the playoffs, are these players with no crowds, nothing happening, going to be busting a gut? They've had a long season. They may well just want to sit there and go, you know, that's it. I'm not saying that players don't try, but we're in unusual times. I can't see that, you know, that there's going to be a lot for them to play for. They probably just want to get to the end of the season, have a rest and get ready for next year. And I think all that will factor into it. But currently, there's a definite trend since January, mid-January onwards, of both first half goals and second half goals. And this is across 28 leagues, remember, all the games. You know, I could go and break this down by leagues and get specific league information, but I've just done an overview for you guys that there is a definite decline at the minute in goals. Obviously, if we're seeing a decline in goals and we're betting in goal markets, for me, it's common sense to say that might struggle a bit. People have asked me, do I stop? I'm not telling anybody what to bet, how to bet. What I'm just trying to highlight to you to look at things slightly differently rather than jump into these rash, you know, oft ridiculous conclusions, that I think we're in a very unusual period in life and in sport. You know, we never had a season stop like last year. You know, it never happened in the time I've been doing this, where, hang on, we're going to pack up now. None of us knew what was going to happen at that time. A lot's happened since. We've got more data and we've had a longer period than probably any of us thought doing that. Of course it's strange. Of course it's going to be slightly different. My overriding thought process, and that's all it is at the minute, is that when I get to May, I will probably take this section of games in isolation. But I'd like to know also what's the game plan next season. Are we going to have 10,000 in the stadium? Are we going to have 30,000 in the stadium? Are we going to have a normal football programme? You know, the one thing, they have kept football going since it opened up, so I don't have any fears that it's going to stop. But what's the actual football programme going to be like? When's the transfer window going to be? What's going to go on? All these things, that will go into my summer processes to set up for next year. Do I say, right, in effect, when I bet next year, I ignore this period and base it on the data before? Or do I see a continuation of what's happening at the minute into next season as well? And we'll come out the end of it. And what I'm basically saying is you've got to be a bit flexible and adapt. And the easiest way for me to do that in the way I do things is to look at numbers, get them in graphs, get them in charts. So I've done all that for you. It's on there, as I say. It's provided for info only. I'm not telling people how to bet. I'm not telling people, oh, don't stop, don't bet second half goals. I'm not saying any of that. All I'm trying to do is put some meat on bones and numbers in front of myself and people, to say to you, that might be why. But I'm absolutely convinced, as I say, these numbers will come back. There is absolutely no way that first half goals will run below 68, 67% for the rest of time, and second half goals will run at 73, 74, 75, 76%. It just won't happen. And if it did happen, there'd be a shift in the market to accommodate that and the prices we bet at. But I'm convinced that it won't happen. That's it. So, little trolley boy, whoever you were, I hope that's given you some sort of insight. For the people who are interested, I hope that's given you some sort of insight. For people who think I talk a load of shit, press the stop button. Don't listen. It's simple. Have a lovely Thursday. See, a little Thursday pod for you. And I will be back with you on... I'll be back tomorrow. It's Friday, isn't it? I'll be back tomorrow for the preview. We'll be back doing the Fussball weekend preview. Spurs-Arsenal. Oh, Arsenal-Spurs. It's the old North London derby to get our teeth into this weekend. Have a lovely little Thursday, and I'll be back with you, as I say, sometime tomorrow for the Friday preview.